Well, I just couldn't have that answer.
Okay. You ever hear something like China or China?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Okay, that's fine. What would you call, you mentioned that you carried milk in a pail. What would you call what you carry water in?
Bucket.
Okay. How about something that you use for scraps of food to feed to the hog?
Call that slop bucket.
Okay. And today, though, people with, don't, you know, people aren't farming as much as they used to, may not have hogs to give it to. They put it in the what?
Garbage can.
Okay, that's what I meant. What do you call that, a pan or whatever that you use to fry food in?
You mean what to cook food in?
Yeah.
Call it a frying pan.
Okay. You ever hear any other names for that?
No more than frying pan or a skillet.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All the same thing.
What is it? What's it made of?
It's made out of, the ones we have are made out of iron.
Yeah, that's what I have. Well, would it be flat on the bottom or round?
Yeah. The skillets and frying pans are flat on the bottom.
What if it was round?
But the boilers they had was
round.
Some of them, and some of them was flat.
Yeah.
Some of them had legs and some didn't.
Would a frying pan or a skillet ever have legs?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you have any separate names for them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see, a real big pot or whatever to, that you might say, well, you said a wash pot is what you call for what you were boiling the water to wash your clothes in. Is that what you call that?
Wash pot.
Uh-huh. Would you ever have anything that big you might say cooked potatoes in? What would that be?
Well, we didn't have nothing like that more than just on the fireplace. We cooked them in the old ovens.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Or boilers, maybe?
Yeah.
What about a kettle? Would you ever have a kettle?
Kettle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they had water kettles. Call them water kettles.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Use that for what?
Heat water.
Just to
wash the dishes, uh-huh. Then.
Yeah. And what would you call something that you cut flowers in?
Put flowers in?
Uh-huh.
We didn't use them.
Okay. And, the things that you have to eat with?
Forks, knives, spoons.
Okay. And instead of having several knives, you might just have one, what?
One fork or one knife, something like that.
Okay. And then after dinner, you put away the food, and then you have to do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
Okay. And then after you've washed them, you have to
dry them and put them up.
Okay. And then maybe after you put the soap on them, though, you might use soap on them. And
yes, rinse them.
Okay. And what would you use for washing them with?
Fly soap.
Okay.
Homemade soap.
Well, would you use a piece of cloth or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's see. What do you call that cloth or whatever you use to wash dishes with?
Dish rag.
Okay. And how about what you use for drying?
I call them drying rag.
Okay. And what about something for washing your face with?
And we have what's called wash rags.
Okay. And what about for drying yourself?
Hand towel.
Okay. You ever have any other kind of towels?